This story is someone's final draft, and here's Bernie Casey with a poetic hint.
There are days when we contemplate things so terrifying as to render us immobile, things so acute as to make our hearts momentarily still. It could be a lack of money, it could be a concern about health, but usually it is the terrible anxiety that we won't be wonderful.
Edgar opened the door with the same wish that had crossed his lips every evening for the last 2 weeks. Ethel? The silence spoke to him. His arms full, Edgar lumbered down the hallway to his study, a room cramped by a fever of stuff, large audio recording decks, overloaded bookcases, an old TV, an even older upright piano, staggering columns of reel-to-reel tapes in and out of their thin white boxes, a computer, and stuff. Somehow there was room for the three bags he dumped on the floor. With dour intensity, he pulled a crumpled list from his sweater pocket, then dipped into the bags, unwrapping them one by one, meticulously checking each against the list. An 8-foot coil of thin rope, which he placed on the desk corner. A box of matches. Next to it, a slim pocket knife with an orb of gold that gleamed in the sheath's hinge. A dull-looking black 38 special wrapped in used newspaper. Then the large bottle of sleeping pills, a plastic case of single-edged razor blades, La pièce de résistance, the branch of fresh hemlock, not easy to come.